Our speaker for this next hour is Brother Kevin Key.
You know, for several months I have thought about developing and presenting a lesson on procrastination. But the more and more I thought about it, I just kept putting it off. Procrastination is indeed the devil's plan of destruction. And good people, whenever we think in regard to time, time has been created by our God. We understand that our God is eternal and that God dwells in eternity. And in all of this, we see in Scripture in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8 that a day is as a thousand years unto the Lord, and a thousand years is as a day. Well, where did time come from? Good people, we understand, as is taught by God in the Scripture in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. God is responsible for time. We are blessed with the time that we have here in this world because it is given unto us by God. And God wants us to understand exactly what it is that He has laid at our feet with time and opportunities that He presents before us. And good people, God wants us to use the time and the opportunities that He puts before us very wisely. In all of this, if we do not use the talents that God gives us, if we do not use the time that God provides for us, and if we do not use the opportunities, these things will soon pass from our very presence. God commands us to redeem the time, to make wise use of it. And God wants us also to understand that time is relatively short in comparison to that which lies beyond this world, and that is eternity. Good people, we understand, as is taught by Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, that there is a time to live and a time to die, and there's a time for life. There's a time for everything that we face in life and deal with in life and get to do in life. But he says that certainly, not only shall we live in like figure, you and I will die. In fact, in the book of James chapter 4 and verse 14, James states, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. People love to procrastinate. Whenever we think in regard to people putting things off, children oftentimes, whenever their parents will tell them to do certain things, they will put it off. More specifically, often we will find is that children will put off cleaning their room, and sometimes as parents, we ask and say, well, why do you do that? Is it because you like living in a mess, or is it because I have asked you to do that? Children love to put off cleaning their room and other things. Students sometimes will put off things that are very important to school. They will put off studying for tests, big tests, for final exams. They will put off doing research and putting work into these research papers. And husbands, oftentimes, we are guilty of putting off doing household chores, doing repairs, and guys, understand, I didn't put the women in here, Americans. Americans are good about putting off doing our taxes, and if you've not done your taxes yet, you're in trouble. You need to do them. Procrastination, good people, oftentimes we find in the world where people will put off nearly everything under the sun, but not only in regard to the things of the world, also sometimes people will put off whenever it comes to spiritual matters. Time and again, I hear people say that, you know, Kevin, I want to know the Bible. I would like to know the Bible the way in which most gospel preachers seem to know the Bible, or to where some members seem to have an understanding of God's Word, and they will say, someday I'm going to make certain that I convince myself and dedicate myself to studying the Bible. Whenever they state things like that, I believe that they truly understand what is taught concerning the Scripture and the importance of Scripture. And that, I mean, is that the Bible is indeed God's inspired, inerrant Word, but also that the Bible is God's communicated message pertaining to everything that we need concerning life and godliness. And no doubt they understand, as is taught in the book of Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, that in order for an individual to be wise, in order for an individual to be noble in regard to the Word of God, to understand it, that they must search the Scripture daily. But still, they seem to not get the point to where they keep putting it off every single day of their life. Sometimes people will say, you know, I want to be a strong and faithful Christian. these people no doubt understand that it's only those who endure to the end that will be saved, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 22, that it's only those who remain faithful until death will receive a crown of righteousness or a crown of life, but yet at the same time they procrastinate. They keep putting off making certain that they are strong, or they keep putting off living their life faithful to God to the end, and that's characteristic whenever you consider their life, and they go out and they live like the world. Sometimes I hear people say, you know, one day I hope to be involved in the work of the church. And to that, the elders and the minister and those who are already involved in the work of the church, we say, what's keeping you from it? Understand that indeed you are a part of the body of Christ. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, whenever a person is baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin, we understand that they are added unto the Lord's church. According to what the Apostle Paul taught in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, we are God's workmanship created for His good pleasure and for His good works. And no matter how much we say it, still sometimes people will procrastinate about getting involved in the work of the church. Sometimes, though, I hear some people say, and usually it's those who are young, and sometimes it's even those individuals who maybe said it whenever they were young, but now they're much older, and still they've not followed through with what it was that they said they were going to do someday. And you say, Kevin, what is that? Some people will say, you know, someday I'm going to obey the gospel. Someday I'm going to be buried with Christ in baptism. Someday I'm going to make the Lord my Savior, and I know that He died on the cross to be the Savior of the world, but you know, someday I'm going to own that gift of eternal life by confessing Christ and surrendering myself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin. You know, good people, it has been said that procrastination is the thief of time. Again, James chapter 4 and verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? It is even as a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Time, good people, as we look at people in the world, they feel as if they're young, that they have their life in front of them. If they're middle-aged, that they're too involved in life, raising a family and earning their keep, that they do not have time for God and for godliness. In all of this, no doubt, as they keep putting it off, Satan uses that as his tool to say, you will always have tomorrow. In all of this also, procrastination is the thief of the soul. You say, Kevin, why would you say that procrastination is the thief of the soul? Good people, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the saints at Corinth, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 says, behold, today is the day of salvation. Well, what does he mean whenever he states that today is the day of salvation? Good people, he's communicating to us that mankind only has an opportunity in this life to obey God. And if they pass from this life, if they die having never obeyed the gospel, that opportunity is taken away from them. And whenever that chance is taken away from them, then procrastination, they're putting it off, has been the thief of their soul. But also, I believe tonight that procrastination is the thief for opportunity for members of the body of Christ, for those who are baptized into Christ, for New Testament Christians. A lot of times Christians will say, I'm going to do this or that. I'm going to study the Bible. I'm going to be a strong and faithful Christian. I'm going to get involved into the work of the church. But still, they keep putting it off one day after another. In fact, we understand, as is taught in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, he says, as is appointed a man once to die, and then after this is the judgment. Good people, those opportunities that God lays before us, the time that God presents for us, will indeed pass away. When people procrastinate, sometimes it may indicate that these people have a lack of interest. You remember whenever the Apostle Paul was speaking to Agrippa, and in the context there of the book of Acts chapter 22 and verses, and verses 23 through 28, Agrippa said, almost you persuade me to be a Christian. Now, good people, I understand as we consider the Greek language that there are multiple ways in which that could be interpreted. But most commentators, most scholars in the brotherhood look at that and say that this was indeed a display of a lack of interest in Agrippa's mindset there. He had other things that consumed his time. He had other things that were of greater value to him. And because of the fact of those things, he neglected the opportunity that had been laid before him to be obedient to the gospel. But also, sometimes I believe that whenever people procrastinate, it may be because they do not have a full understanding of exactly what it is that the Lord commands them to do, or maybe it is as to the way in which the Lord looks at them and the things that they have been doing in their lifestyle. I believe maybe that's fixed the context of the book of Acts chapter 22, verses 6 through 16, where we have the Apostle Paul speaking about his conversation with Cornelius. You will recall in the book of Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 18, that the Apostle Paul, or Saul as we know him to begin with, that he was on his way to Damascus with papers in his hand so that he could further persecute the church, that he could wreak havoc amongst the body of Christ. But yet at the same time, the Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus and blinded him. And in all of this, he was led into Damascus. And then he was taught by a man by the name of Ananias. And good people, when Ananias taught this man Saul the gospel concerning Christ, whenever Ananias had told him that his sin had separated him from God, I can only imagine that in Paul's mind, in Saul's mind at that time, that he was thinking to himself, what do you mean I have persecuted the Lord? What do you mean that the things that I'm doing God is not pleased with? You say, Kevin, why would you say that? Because good people, as Saul looked at himself, he thought that he was a good Jew. He thought that he was a man who was pleasing to God, and therefore the things that he did with a good conscience. In fact, with that understanding, it does not surprise me then that we read what is placed before us in the book of Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, where he appeared to have hesitated. He appeared to have thought about putting it off and obeying the Lord. Where Ananias says, Saul, why do you tarry? Why do you wait? But arise and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord, having your sins washed away. Good people, I believe possibly he did not understand. Maybe just for a few moments, at least until he had time to consider his situation and what it meant if he did not obey the gospel. But also sometimes, we find is that some people will procrastinate because of a lack of true commitment. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 22, certainly fits the context there of the individual who had been called to be obedient to the Lord. In all of this, this individual had been personally invited to go and to serve the Lord. And in the context, this individual came up with things that were pressing in his mind that he had to go and to do. And the immediate context reveals is that he had a dead family member that needed to be buried. And he says, let me first go bury my dead family member and then I will follow you. And the Lord says, let the dead bury the dead. You see, the Lord saw more concerning this man and his heart than what you and I are able to understand. The Lord saw that in this man, truly, there was not that level of commitment in serving him. Why do people procrastinate? Sometimes it's because of a lack of interest, or they fail to fully understand, or maybe they're not as committed to serving the Lord as what they may think on the surface. In these things, tonight as I stand before you, I tell you that there are certain dangers in procrastination. If you continue to keep putting off obeying the Lord or doing what the Lord commands us to do, you may die before you have that opportunity, or before you truly obey Him. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1, we read, do not boast about tomorrow. Why not boast about tomorrow? Good people, because tomorrow may never come. I'm reminded of what is written in the book of Luke chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. In the context we have here, he says, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have many good days, excuse me, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then who will these things be that you have provided? good people, in all of this, you and I might be like this fool that is in the text. This individual felt as if he was going to have tomorrow. Not only did he think that he was going to have tomorrow, he thought that he was going to have all kinds of time, many years, and that he had provided all that he was going to need. And what he was missing is that the Lord had provided what he needed in Christ, and that the Lord was willing to provide everything that he needed pertaining to his soul. You may die before you obey the gospel if you keep procrastinating. But also, we need to understand that a person's heart may become so hard and bitter over what? Over maybe the commandments of the Lord? Maybe over what they see in the church from time to time? In church, we need to be careful about ourselves, the way that we present ourselves, and the way that we handle the Lord's business, so that we do not provoke this hardness of heart in individuals. But in all of this, we understand that the Gentiles, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18, these people had a heart that was hard. In this, he says that they were ignorant, being blindness, or because of the blindness of their heart. In the book of Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 8, concerning Israel, we see there that these people had a hard heart, and that that hard heart led them to a disbelief in God. And for that same reason, then God tells us, do not harden your heart as in the day of the rebellion. We need to make certain that we take heed to the warnings that God gives us concerning life. Also to take advantage of the opportunities that He lays before us to obey the gospel, to get ourselves involved in the work of the church, so that our heart does not become hard, and so that our heart remains soft as we seek to know the Lord and to serve Him faithfully in our life here. But also, something that I think oftentimes we take for granted is that we're going to have tomorrow. You know, we preach and teach, and rightfully so, that the Lord is coming again. But still, in our day and age, how many people really and truly believe that the Lord's coming today? How many believe that the Lord's going to come tomorrow? Well, you say, Kevin, the Bible identifies that we cannot know. In fact, you're right. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 2, the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 and following, the context reveals that no one knows, not even the Son Himself, but only the Father knows. But good people, let's play that out a little bit. True, we cannot know, but some people live their life as if they know that He's not coming tonight. That they know that He's not coming tomorrow or the next day. They keep on living their life as if they have forever. And the Bible clearly says that Jesus Christ is coming again. And He might even come this very hour before we get a chance to depart here tonight. And if you have procrastinated, why would you procrastinate any longer? Tonight we ask that most important question that I believe that our Lord wants us to consider each and every opportunity that we have to come together. Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you confessed Christ to be the Son of the living God? Have you submitted yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin? If not, why do you wait? There will be no valid excuses in the day of judgment. And if you're honest with yourself, there's no good reason within this world for you to put it off any longer.